Republicans demand answers over large amounts of fraud in Biden-Harris parole pipeline for migrants. By John Binder on August 14, 2024. Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee are demanding answers from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, over large amounts of fraud found in the administration's parole pipeline for migrants. This month, Biden and Harris's DHS was reportedly forced to shut down a parole pipeline known as the CHNB program, reportedly due to widespread fraud after hundreds of thousands of migrants were allowed to enter the United States through the program. The CHNB program, which gave migrants advance travel authorization to fly to the U.S., welcomed almost 500,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans since January 2023. Reps. Mark Green, RTN, Clay Higgins, RLA, and Dan Bishop, RNC, are now asking DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for documents and information related to the reported widespread fraud that the agency found in the parole pipeline. According to an internal report obtained by a public interest organization, a department investigation recently revealed large amounts of fraud among applications for prospective sponsors in the CHNB program, the congressman wrote. Reportedly, the department's internal investigation found that 100 physical addresses were listed for parole sponsors on unique application forms, with each address appearing between 124 and 739 times each, accounting for over 19,000 total forms. The internal investigation also purportedly reveals that 2,839 sponsor forms contained non-existent zip codes and 4,590 forms were filled out with alien file numbers that had never been issued by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. Additionally, the report concluded that 100,948 forms had been filled out by 3,218 serial sponsors, sponsors who appeared on 20 or more forms. Emphasis added. The congressman noted that the House Homeland Security Committee was briefed on August 5 regarding DHS suspending the parole pipeline, but that officials refused to provide clear responses to staff questions related to the department's current suspension and screening of CHNB parole sponsors. Specifically, Royce Murray from the department and Avideh Mousavian from USCIS repeatedly failed to adequately respond to even basic questions about the confirmation of the dates that parole processing was suspended, fraud indicators used by the department to screen sponsors, sponsorship threshold numbers that would trigger concerns for fraud, the department's plan for tracking upcoming parole expirations, or the current backlog of CHNB travel authorizations awaiting department approval, the congressman wrote. The congressmen are asking for documents and information relating to DHS's decision to suspend the parole pipeline, as well as the reported fraud and abuse that spurred its suspension. The congressmen are asking Mayorkas to respond to the request by August 27. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.